Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. It appears after the Capitol riots that D.C. and all the state capitals have really stepped up their security a little bit late. After Trump is banned from Twitter, quote-unquote misinformation dropped by 73%. And it doesn't appear that the actions of January 6th have had much effect on the president's support base, other than the politicians that are jumping ship. So let's get into it. So over the past week, the narrative being pushed is ridiculous. And you got to look at the population of our country and how many voters there are and how many people voted in this election. And then you look at the 100,000 or so that were at that rally, which was for the most part peaceful. And then you separate the 100 plus that were inside the Capitol running amok. And you have a tiny, tiny percentage of the Republican Party. But of course, the news is jumping on this. If it bleeds, it leads, right? The fearmonger thing, they're doing that. Name it, claim it, all of it. As they paint the entire right side of the aisle as terrorists or insurrectionists, anyone connected to Donald Trump in any way or who's ever showed support to him is somehow a loyalist. And I love how they always label somebody a Trump supporter. Trump supporter does this. Trump supporter does this. We could probably find some bad actors on the Biden side too. Do you never hear him saying Biden supporters, Biden supporters, Biden supporters did this. Biden supporters carry out an Antifa attack on Capitol Hill in Washington state. So the narrative is really disingenuous. And you can tell that it's disingenuous by the amount of support that Donald Trump still has, according to different polls by the media. 9 out of 10 Republicans still support Donald Trump. Now you might call that crazy, or you might look at it for what it is. Nobody trusts what's coming out in the news, at least on that side. And what's happening by pushing this one-sided news, it's a tactic to get people to assume either that they're on the wrong side or to polarize somebody more to get them to start fighting back. Bottom line is, the tactic being used to paint an entire group of people, which is about 50% of the voting population that voted for Donald Trump, as right-wing lunatics, is going to backfire. It doesn't make sense. It's pushing people into this group and not giving them a voice. So what do you think that group's going to do? And that's evident with what's going on with Twitter. So Twitter banned Donald Trump. And according to a bunch of different news sources that are just taking their cue from one story that was written, misinformation is what they called it. They didn't even call it election misinformation. They just called it misinformation. When he got banned, misinformation dropped 73%. Well, that's okay. There's a lot of reasons behind that. First off, a lot of people left Twitter. Twitter banned a lot of people. Anybody that was affiliated with Donald Trump is getting scrutinized. And so you have people like clamming up. And even law enforcement is saying, look, what's going on here is going to make our job harder for sure, because we're not going to be able to use Twitter or Facebook anymore to find these actors before they commit a crime. Of course, like I said before, these companies have to manage their risk. But what you're doing is forcing everybody to go underground, to go to things like Telegram, right? Which is where we do our communication. It's encrypted. Or to, you know, WhatsApp or Signal. But they're just going to drop off the radar. And then you have no clue what's going on. Where it used to be, at least you gave these people a voice to vent. And it's not like they were making threats online on a continuous basis. These people that they're talking about that are bad actors on social media, they would make one threat. Social media would hopefully find it. For the majority of them, they do find them. They report it to the FBI or local law enforcement. Local law enforcement's able to investigate it and then, you know, scoop them up. But by banning certain phrases, by taking away that voice, and by mostly creating a reputation of censorship, these people are just going to do exactly what terrorist organizations have done in the past or what insurgencies have done in the past. They're going to go off the grid and do their communication elsewhere. That is also evident by the amount of chatter that has been coming out. It's dropped off significantly. The intel and the chatter from these groups that really we should be keeping an eye on, the small groups. But now they're just painting everybody with this broad brush, saying everybody is a white supremacist in the Republican Party. Everybody's a racist. Everybody's an insurrectionist. Anybody supported Trump is a Nazi. And all they're going to do solidify that base of people by pushing them into that, hey, we're the victims here now. Kind of like the Democrats have been doing for years, right? The Republican Party is no longer just a party of a bunch of white people. You look at the diversity of the people who got elected, all the women that got elected, and the Iranian Americans, Korean Americans, Mexican Americans. The Republican Party is becoming more diverse than the Democrats. So I don't think what's happening with Donald Trump, I don't think this insurrectionist movement is going to sway people who know who they are already. What it will sway is the view from the other side of that political party and continue to fuel this boogeyman version of Republicans that is not at all accurate for the majority of that group. The majority of that group were not in D.C. The majority of that group are not insurrectionists. They're law-abiding citizens who work every day. And just like the Republicans' view of the Democrats is likely skewed of your average Democrat, right? Because of the two narratives that are pushed in the media, the two silos of information that we get, it's going to continue to divide Americans and push them further and further and further apart. And you have to ask yourself what the end goal is, okay? The end goal for certain people is one party, united under one group. That never works, and history has proven it. When you go to one party, then you have a dictatorship. It's not communism. Communism's never worked. It's a dictatorship. And what do you do with the people that don't fall in line with that party? Do you re-educate them? You get rid of them? The balance in the United States is based off multiple parties. One term, Democrats are going to run it. Another term, Republicans are running it. It goes back and forth and back and forth. And it's frustrating sometimes. But that balance is what keeps us, and that back and forth is what keeps us from becoming China, right? Or the former Soviet Union. Which, by the way, we can argue all day long. They're not communists. All right, that's a ruse. They use that to run their dictatorships. They have leaders for life. Those are kings and queens. There's no difference. So you have to be careful when you go down those roads. And as you're looking at this, understand the news is still trying to sell news. That's what they do. Okay? I still don't think that there's some kind of vast conspiracy that the news is like all on the left, whatever. They know they can sell more to a certain demographic, so they target that demographic. And it's about money. For the rest of us, we have to be wise enough to see through that and understand that our American brothers and sisters are not all evil and are not all out to get us or start civil war. And for those of you that are worried about the military, I've gotten questions about this lately. You have to involve and you have to integrate the human aspect of this, okay? The military in the United States is made up of volunteers. It's not conscripted. Hey, these people love their country. They love you enough to sacrifice their life for you. They don't serve under kings and queens. They're not robots. They're going to consider everything that's being pushed on them. And the majority of them are not going to follow unlawful orders and things like that. So stop worrying about that. Yes, there's a lot of military in D.C. right now. It's a knee-jerk reaction because they didn't do what they were supposed to do initially, which was listen to the intel and beef up security before that rally. And now they're having a knee-jerk reaction, and it's way overblown. As you can see, there's a bunch of nothing burgers out of these state protests. Maybe that's because of more security, maybe the show of force, or maybe because there's just not that many people interested in protesting. That was a poorly planned, and you can see it in our critique. Watch the video. We walk you through it. The bottom line was piss poor planning and lack of leadership. They should have been prepared for that. And anyway, don't see boogeymen in your sleep because of what this narrative is saying. You know, we're not all bad. Americans on both sides of the aisle still care about each other, still want the best thing for their kids and their families and their country. And we got to hold on to that and not let these politicians and a disingenuous media destroy us. So, on that note, have a great Monday. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.